So we're coming to the end of Abraham's life, and we've been tracking it for 100 years, since he was 75. It's impressive to see him a full century later going on as strong for God as he did on the day he first pulled out of Ur. Abraham enjoyed physical and mental strength as a blessing of God until the day he died. And as believers get older and nearer to death, those with that Abrahamic faith do everything they can to accomplish God's will and see to it that those who are left behind maintain a proper relationship with God so his blessings can continue. He's not the kind of man who would just sit around and do nothing. He did everything he could physically to establish a lineage through which the Messiah would come. Look at where he starts even producing more children by Keturah. Look at verse 1 of chapter 25 of Genesis. Abraham took another wife whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Latushim, and Leumim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Elda. All these were the children of Keturah. The reason Abraham could not bear a son for so many years was because of God's program. Isaac was a type of Christ in his miraculous birth. And the reason he has so many children after Isaac is because of God's blessing. The emphasis of these verses is on the fact that another lineage came through Abraham. Most of those in this list we know very little about, but it's believed that these sons of Keturah are mainly descendants of the Arab tribes. Dr. John Davis said many of these have been identified with those various Arab tribes. It is known that some of the Midianites became hostile enemies of Israel, and Sheba and Dedan will eventually take sides with Israel against God and Magog in the future. Ephah, with some of the Midianites, will also share in the kingdom of God and seems to have well-established trading tribe. We keep going on and we see that Abraham gives his inheritance to Isaac. Look at verses 5 and 6. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines Abraham gave gifts, and while he was still living, he sent them away for his son Isaac eastward to the east country. Abraham gave gifts, probably money and cattle, to all of his children, but he made it very clear that his inheritance, which included everything he had, went to only Isaac. This particular text has caused serious students of Scripture to ask whether or not sometimes an unbelieving child is entitled to the same inheritance as a believing child when a parent dies. Donald Gray Barnhouse said, "In passing, I do not believe that a parent has a right to leave property to an unsafe child. While often parents parcel out property as though it was theirs to dispose of, it's a trust from God for which they are held strictly responsible." So Abraham's an old man. He's still an old, faithful man with a discerning mind, and he would only leave his land and wealth to Isaac, the son of promise. And then he died, and he's buried by Isaac and Ishmael. Look at verse 7. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, 175 years. It's 175 when he dies. It's 100 when Isaac was born. Isaac was 60 when Jacob and Esau were born. This means that when Abraham died, his grandchildren, Jacob and Esau, were 15 years old. We have followed Abraham for 100 years. All of his dreams didn't come true. He never saw his family enjoy the full dimensions of the promised land. He certainly had some personal moments of failure and sin, and he endured his share of trials. But he was faithful to God. And sooner or later, even God's best must die. Look at his condition at death. Verse 8, the first part. Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age. That word ripe, good old age, means when he died, he was a happy, kind, good, and beautiful person. Many older people become proud and stubborn and mean and ornery and grumpy and gross, but he blossomed to the very end. Wow, he died an old man. That word there for old indicates Abraham lived longer than those who are classified as old. And he died a satisfied man. Look at that. Good old age, an old man and full of years, gathered to his people. Word indicates that Abraham lived and enjoyed a full life. He got the most out of life. And when he was old, he made a decision to follow God, and he led him into a satisfied life. And then he's gathered to his people. It indicates that Abraham was reunited with loved ones in eternity. All his family members who were believers, he met again. And that's a beautiful thing to know and trust. Verses 9 and 10 say this: Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, east of Mamre, the field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with Sarah, his wife. Isaac and Ishmael put their differences aside and they buried their dad. And Abraham's impact was significant to his children. Sometimes death has a way of bringing family back together, at least for a brief moment. And then we see verse 11, after the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son, and Isaac settled at Beer Lahai Roy. God blessed Isaac, and he lived near that well there, a place where God's presence was known. Where did Isaac get this idea of wanting to live close to God's presence? Well, he got it from his father Abraham. And all living men, we see there's never been one greater than Abraham. He had a special covenant relationship with God. He had a special name connected to God. He was used as an example of faithfulness by God. His name was used when others prayed to God. He was the only man in the Old Testament to be called a friend of God. He founded the lineage of Jesus Christ. He's the father of the nation of Israel. He's got his own special place at death with his name. He's got an innumerable spiritual seed, and he lived an ultimate life of faith. Now, you're young as you listen to this, but no matter what your age, would you purpose to trust God and follow his word, and your life and your eternity will be one of great blessings.